And Luke chapter 2, we'll do some reading here and we'll get into our message tonight. Luke chapter 2. And my notes are saying Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. If I'm not mistaken, that's almost the whole chapter. I think I'll start reading in verse 8 is what I would like to start reading in. Verse 8, and we'll read down to verse 20. It's not quite the whole chapter, but a portion of what we want to look at tonight. Luke chapter 2, I'm thankful for this time of the year, or the birth of Christ. Most importantly, if you're a Christian, you know that the cross is the most important part of it. But we had to have a Savior to identify with the human race, man, the man's race, Adam's race, you might say. And so he had to come to earth at some point. And this is the one of the portions or pieces of scriptures that have that story in that. Luke chapter 2, notice with me verse 8. And I want to key in by way of introduction on these shepherds and try to give you something from the Word of God. Verse 8 says, "And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, and ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they had made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them." Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you. Again, we want to thank you for today, keeping us safe, giving us a blessing of breathing your air, eating your food, and enjoying, Father, your presence found in the Word of God. We're thankful for the preaching of your Word and an opportunity to pray for one another. And Father, we have lifted up our prayer petition before you. We ask that you would answer these prayers in accordance to your will. Be with our church. Be with those that are watching on our live stream. Be with those that have come out in person, Father, to be with you and fellowship with one another around your word. Be with this message tonight. Again, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Be with my mouth and my mind. And Father, I pray that you would guide these words and these thoughts from your word. Suit a blessing to the hearts, those that have come and those that are listening. We ask all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. And so, before I get too far into this, I want to say a thanks to the church. I did also receive a card, as my father did and Pastor Tom did, from the church. Thank you for the gift of money and the cards, all the gifts that have been given. I don't know how many we have received from the church family, and that is a blessing. That was a wonderful blessing from the church and the people here, and it made our holiday or Christmas very special and special in our hearts. I like to get stuff. I also like to give. But thank you so much from the bottom of our heart, from our family. We appreciate that gift. It says a lot, especially this time of the year. And here, also speaking of gifts, there's one born here as we're seeing. It's the Lord Christ, the child here. And he appears to the shepherds. And I got to looking at this, and there's a lot of messages right out of Luke chapter 2. And I've heard a number of them over my life. And looking at the shepherds, I've heard a lot about the shepherds. And one of the questions that come to me looking at this in verse 8, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. So they're there at night. These shepherds were watching their flock. As has been said, and a lot of times people say, well, was it what time of the year was it? I know we got December the 25th, but what day or month was that? Well, I'll give you a little bit on that. I have a book up here that Pastor has referenced. I reference sometimes. I don't stand all the way with this gentleman, Dr. R.B. Ouellette. I love and respect Dr. R.B. Ouellette. Some of the best books I've read and will refer to is written by this man here. But this one, he writes, Things That Aren't So. And this is the book that is found on it. He makes a pretty good case on the 25th of December. You say, well, do you buy it? I like Scripture. I've been taught in the Bible school that I was in, that you want to follow Scripture and stick with Scripture. I'm not saying that he's off. There's a lot of speculation, and I'm going to give you one of those right now in this verse 8. And there, we're in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock. Over there in that time, there is said that there's a field that some of these shepherds would keep the lambs for the sacrificing for the temple year-round. And so I don't know if that is necessarily true, but these guys have read and looked at some of that. That could be speculated here at that time. I tend to think that they probably did not have their flock, their full flock, in the field in December. I believe we're on on the same equator level as Israel. And so some of their times in December, especially this time, is cooler or cold, and even sometimes snow. You can look that up today. You just go right online, Google it, see what their weather's like at this time of the year. But not to get on that, here's where I would like to show you. I'm going to show this briefly. This is for the Bible student. I'm going to just lay this out here. It's I don't fall out with anybody. I like what Pastor has to say about that. Hey, if we're going to pick a day, we've picked a day to celebrate the birth of our Christ. I'm all for that. But here's some Bible to go along with that. And so we see in Luke chapter 1, okay? In Luke chapter 1, notice with me in verse 26, as the Bible lays this out, keep in mind, knowing a little bit about the Jewish calendar and how that lays out, I believe they are under a 354 day, if I'm not mistaken on that. I got a nod from background, it has some background over there. And so their first year, I'm going to call Abib, but is it pronounced Nisan or Nisan, the religious calendar for the first month? Nisan. All right. And so watch this, what happens in verse 26. Thank you for that. It says, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Now, what transpires here? I don't have time to read this. This is a sidebar, what I want to share with you if you're studying the Bible. When was this? 27, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And you see verse 1, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel, that is going to be the Jewish, and so you would look at the sixth month into their first year, starting with Abib or Nisan, and you would count 6 months in. Now, as you drop down and you begin to look at this, the angel also explains something to Mary, that this is what would take place. Now, when he had told her, when the angel had told her this, go to chapter 2, that you say, how do you study the Bible? This is how I study the Bible. It says, and the verse, chapter 2, verse 20, and the shepherd, verse 21, and when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, this is Jesus, his name was Jesus. And if you get into the eighth day, that's when they circumcise your male. If you talk to a doctor, I believe the blood is able to coagulate at day 8. There's some reasoning for that, just not to get too scientific here. But here in verse 21, and when the 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. So when Gabriel spoke to Mary over here in chapter 1, she had not yet conceived. Now you say, when did that take place? That could have taken place that day, the next day, that month. You know what I'm saying? But as according to what Scripture is telling us, very clear, notice with me back in chapter 1, I'm going to develop this a little bit. And again, I'm not in my message tonight. We'll get there. In verse 36, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, I'm in chapter 1, Luke chapter 1, verse 36, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her. So now you have some dates, you have some times. You know, the gestation of a child, I was asking my wife, means we're looking at number six, is 9 months and maybe some days or some weeks. They're right in about there, but 9 months, okay? You're not going to go a year, nothing like that. You lose the child. You can have an early birth, okay? So all that's taken into consideration. So you can begin to count Abib or Nisan somewhere around our April, all right? Kind of the springtime for us. So when you lay their calendar over ours, their January, if you please, or their first month, Abib or Nisan, is our April, somewhere around that time. Now you can begin to count, give yourself a month or so, and see what you end up with. I'll let you finish that mathematical equation. You say, what do you use? I use the Bible right here. Didn't go to the Greek. I didn't use the book. I love this book. There's some stuff in this book. I recommend this book. And I'm not shooting Brother Arbulette by no means. This is just a source for the day of the 25th of December. He kind of leans that way, but he's not dogmatic. But he's got to also have some good verses, but more input or thought than Scripture. I like Scripture, and so we'll get into this. I want to look and zero in on the shepherds in chapter 2. Notice with me Luke chapter 2 again, and we're going to look at this. Now, I have a question here I want to begin with. And the question to me as I read this over and over again, looking at this, he said, you don't know this passage of Scripture. I probably could quote it pretty much from memory, but you still need to read it, pray about it, and digest it. And the question I have is, why shepherds? Now, I do like, as our pastor says, with the shepherds here were not the religious leaders of that day, okay? The Sanhedrins, nothing like that, Sadducees or the Pharisees or that sect. And so they were not, they were common people, the shepherds, but they were doing a job. You'll notice that God will always use men and women who are busy working or doing something, he'll never use a lazy type person. You don't find that in the Word of God. He has a lot to say about a person who's slothful in business or work. And so he likes people who are busy, who work, and who are honest. And I believe this group here was just that. And I ran some verses in the Old Testament. I'm going to read them quickly before we get right into a textual type message here. I'm watching the clock. It says in Ezekiel 34:23, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. The Bible says, and after you move into the New Testament, there are scores of verses on shepherd or shepherds. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36, Scripture states, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as a sheep having no shepherd. And in Matthew 26, verse 31, Scripture states, then saith Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. Was speaking to his disciples, and he was prophesying quickly before that took place, and it was him laying his life down for the sins of the world there. And in John chapter 10, note John 10, verse 2, 3, and 4, it says in verse 2, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Verse 4 says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. I like what Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. And in 1 Peter states this, for ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls, speaking of Christ the Lord Jesus. Also in Peter chapter 5 and verse 4, it states, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. So back in Luke chapter 2, verse 8, I want to notice something here, and I'm going to give you 4 points, and we'll close. Verse 8, it says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. These were the men that were keeping the flock, maybe even the lambs that were going to go to be slaughtered at the temple for a sacrifice. And this is the group that God, by the angel here, he tells them, verse 9, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. Natural reaction to having something take place in the heavens that you're actually seeing. That is not normal. And this here wasn't normal, but he yet appeared. The angels appeared. Now watch what they say in verse 10. And the angel said unto them, fear not. They knew what was going on and what they were feeling or what they were experiencing. And he said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Now watch this, which shall be to all people, not just the nation of Israel, but to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now, these shepherds knew where the city of David was. They weren't ignorant to that. They knew exactly what he was speaking of there, the town of Bethlehem. Now watch verse 12, and this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God. I like that heavenly host. And then he clarifies it later on. And saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels, there they are, that's the heavenly host, were gone away from them into heaven. The shepherds said, now here's where we're going to land tonight in verse 15. It says, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem, they knew what the city of David was, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. The first thing that I want to draw your attention to, and I've entitled this, Making Room for God in 2021. Making Room for God in 2021. Here, you'll notice that they made time to go. The shepherds, verse 15, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. They did not miss the opportunity. They didn't take the time and use it doing other stuff. They took the time. They made time to go see the child, Jesus Christ, in the city of David. And so in verse 15, lands us at our first point. In 2020, I would say all of us at some point in 2020 has dropped the ball and when it comes to doing something for God. I know I can look back just in that year. I can look back really in the other years and really shame myself into thinking, man, I'm a lost cause in the eyes of God for doing something for Him. But in the year 2020, I can really look at it and say, man, there's a lot of opportunity that you think you've missed. Maybe knocking on that door, making that witness, maybe being shy about whether we should have church or not, whether what we should do about the pandemic, what we should do about the person that has gotten sick. You know you need to be by their bedside, but you're not able to, you want to be, you don't want to offend the people, the person or the family, then you've seen the people that have died, you got to bury them, you got to go through that, and then dealing with scheduling stuff for the church, working with the children in the school, dealing with maybe the finances on how that's going to go, working with the people that you have one sect that doesn't like what's going on, you got the other sect that does like what's going on, you got three or four factions, and you begin to work for that 2020 year, and it looks like it's all headed down. But tonight we can ask the question, even if we've dropped the ball in 2020, are we willing to make time to go in 2021 for Christ? These shepherds here in this field, after it had been proclaimed to them this word, and they took time. There in verse 15 it says, and it came to pass, it says, let us now go, they stated here in the middle of the verse, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. There's going to be some things that God is going to make known to you, maybe even tonight or this morning, listen to the message, maybe something you heard online, whatever, but He'll make things known to you, and are you willing to take the time, make time to go and do what God has laid on your heart in 2021? It's just around the corner. Just around the corner. It seems like it just started, but it has been a long year. I think we all to agree to that. There's something else here I want to draw your attention by way of verse 15. And they had took time to go. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem. And then it says, and see this thing which came to pass, which come to pass. Secondly, making time to see. A lot of times, Christians, we get wrapped up doing our own thing, surviving, if you might say, in 2020, that there's opportunities that you and I have missed in seeing God's hand in 2020. There's opportunities and things that God has allowed to happen or not happen, and we've failed to see the hand of God in it. Here, the shepherds, they didn't miss that opportunity. Tonight, I'm asking, are you willing by 2021 to make time to go see what God is willing to do in your life, in the church, and in your community, maybe even where you work, the people you work around? Here, they took time not only to go, but to see. God will begin to burden those that may be out, afraid of the pandemic, and rightfully so. Sometimes it seems to work pretty hard on some folks, and then some folks are able to get it and move right on through it with no problems. But there will be a time when this will come back to normal, and God will begin to deal in your heart to get back in church, to get back in. We're not going to stay virtual. I know we're virtual because it works, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful for the people that are listening and tuned in and have that ability to be able to do that. And those people who have put a lot of work in that ministry this year, it's a lot of time, a lot of effort that has went into it by taking time to see what is going on. Tonight, what's going on is we're looking at God's Word, and we're looking at this group of shepherds that are not only able to make time to go and see, but also to look. And then thirdly, look at verse 17, drop down to verse 17. It says, "And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child." We see, thirdly, making time to tell. We're not only have or should have a time set apart to be able to go, and sometimes it's going to take some going. God's going to put on your heart on that first point to go to maybe someone you don't want to go. That fear will creep in your heart, in your mind, your life. You'll have every excuse. You'll have the best excuse, that excuses you can come up with on the reason why you shouldn't go. Right now, the biggest one I can think of is I'm afraid. I'm afraid of catching this thing and then dying or having complications with it. It might be. But at some point in 2021, you're going to come to grips with that fear, and God's going to put on, prick on your heart by the Holy Spirit at His timing, at His choosing, not mine. I'm just preaching the Word as pastor preaches the Word, as other pastors preach the Word, as God burdens our heart to say what we need to say from the Word of God. But there's going to come a time in 2021 where the Holy Spirit is going to prick your heart on, you need to go. It might be going back to church. It might be going to your neighbor. It might be going and witnessing. It might be going and helping somebody. It might be going and taking the Word and sharing the Word into ministry. But it will be something, and God's going to prick in your heart. You need to take time and make time to go. Not only go, but also to see what God is able to do in the hearts of other people. He wants you for service. You see, God's will and His design is that He works with people through people. He needs vessels, and He's chosen vessels. It's not that He actually needs them. It's just that's what He's chosen. Through the church, He's chosen vessels, whether fit or unfit. He wants you to be fit. And if you don't take time, if we don't take our time and do what God puts on our heart to do, then we're unfit. And God has to deal with us and chasten us to bring us back in relationship to God. But here, they were willing to go. They were willing to see what the angels had stated. And then making time to tell someone else. Here, this is hard to do. For a lot of us, it's really hard to do. You say, why? It's because it's strange. We don't do it a lot. We don't do it a lot. You know, there's been more opportunity in this 2020, the crazy year. There's been more opportunity to talk and to speak about Christ and the end times and the Bible than any other year I can remember. People are open for it. What happened? What's going to happen next? And if you watch the news or listen to the news, the political thing is so, it's so at polar opposites. You, what's going to happen? Well, I know one thing for sure. God is in control, and we need to rely on Him, stay focused and grounded in the Word of God, but always make time to tell others about what we know about Christ and what He's done for you and I in our hearts. So verse 17, "And when they had seen it," speaking of the shepherds, "they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child." Why did He choose shepherds? I believe He had something special for shepherds. I believe Jesus referred to Himself, as we read, and I quoted there in John, that He referred to Himself as the chief shepherd. And he is a shepherd. He's a shepherd of your soul. If you're saved here tonight, if you're lost, he would love to be your shepherd of your soul, if you allow him. But here, I think he had something special for the shepherds because they weren't special themselves, overly special. Now, they were special to God, but in man's eyes, and remember how we view a lot of things, in man's eyes, they weren't overly special. And so they weren't going to get all built up or pumped up with what they thought they knew. They were excited because they were told this, they had saw it, and they were willing to tell it abroad, the Bible says. Listen tonight, God's willing to use you. If you're like the shepherds, if you have a heart that's willing to see it, believe it, and go, and then willing to tell others what you have seen and what you know. In verse 18, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And so there was a number of people that heard this by the way of the shepherds. It wasn't, if you please, through the temple, wasn't through the religious part of that day. It was through the shepherds that this started. Now watch this in verse 19, and we'll make our last point in verse 20. But it says, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now Mary, not knowing much about her other than that she was favored in God's eyes, and she was a young lady. She was a woman, a young woman. She wasn't an older woman. But I noticed the wisdom that she had here. But Mary kept all these things. She went through childbearing. She knew what the angel had told her about conceiving by the Holy Spirit, not through a man. And then she told the angel at the end of that, okay, if this is what God wants, then let's do this. And so I'm pretty much ad-lib in verse 39. Back there. And so you see Mary here, but notice one more thing about the shepherds, and we'll close. Point number four, let's read verse 20. And it says, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And we see, fourthly, making time to worship God. In 2021, there's going to be an opportunity for you to worship God. Now, I'm not speaking of, and you can worship God in your home, you can worship God taking a shower, you can worship God sweeping the floor, you can worship God at work, you can worship God anywhere you please. But here, worshiping God, in 2020, people stay away from church by the scores. And you can worship God without being in church, I got that. But because we have a pandemic doesn't mean that God's done away with the church. The physical journey and done away with the church. I understand we got to work through that ourselves, and I like how we administer that here. It's not mandated. God and the Holy Spirit will work on your heart. He will work on your heart. But here, notice, fourthly, making time to worship. In 2021, you're going to be faced with making time to worship God. And are you willing to make time for God in 2021? I challenge you tonight, brothers and sisters, to make time to go for God. It's worth it. It's worth it. Make time to be willing to see the hand of God and the movement of God in the ministry of God and in the people of God. And then making time to be willing to stand up and tell others for Christ. And then also, lastly, making time to worship your Savior. He's worthy of it. He's worthy, as what we see here. Later on in his life, he goes to the cross to die for you and I. And you say, well, is he really? He's worth it. He's worth every bit of it. These shepherds here definitely were so. And they thought he was worth it. And lastly, verse 20 here, we'll read it again. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. You're going to have to hear some things from the Word of God in 2021, and you're going to have to see some things by the hand of God in 2021. You will, if you're willing to listen, willing to look, willing to go, and willing to worship. Let's all stand tonight. I'll give you a little tidbit on some of this stuff. Hopefully it's been a blessing to you, making room for God in 2021. I wanted to get a chance to preach out of Luke chapter 2 before the season had actually ended. And so I wanted to go one in Luke chapter 2. I enjoy that passage a lot there. And so hopefully it's been a blessing to you tonight. We're going to pick a song here.